I got to get on the same page. Hi, everybody. Good
大家好,
morning.
早上好.
As we come together and think of the word Father this morning, I realize that for each of us it holds a different connotation and meaning. Earthly fathers come in all sizes and shapes and temperaments.
今天早上我们聚在一起来思考父亲这个词。 我意识到我们每个人对他的含义和理解都不一样。地上的父亲身材、体格、性格都不一样。Their
attitudes, moods, and behaviors make up a lot of what we think about a father.
他们的态度、情绪和行为构成了我们现在大脑中所呈现的父亲的形象。
Some here may not have known their fathers for a variety of reasons, and some may have been very close to their fathers, literally following in their footsteps.
有些人可能因为各种原因不太了解他们的父亲，也有些人和他们的父亲的关系很近，甚至追随他们的脚步前行。
When man was created back in the Garden of Eden, Almighty God was the Father who created us and put into each one of us the ability to bear His image and to be like Him.
但当人在伊甸园被造的时候，全能的神是创造我们的父，他让我们每个人都有能力继承他的形象，并向他。
We were supposed to be His children and to have kept on doing what Adam and Eve had the privilege of doing each day. And that was to walk and talk with Him in the garden in the cool of the day, according to Genesis 3:8.
我们本应该是他的儿女，继承亚当和夏娃每天行使的特权，那就是在凉爽的园中。 和父神同行并交谈。
But the great fall of Adam and Eve severed that ability to walk and talk with the Father. They lost that closeness for all of us that day when they sinned, disobeyed, and took the fruit. The Father had to send them out of the garden.
但亚当和夏娃的堕落断绝了和父神 同行和交谈的能力。当他们犯罪，违背神的旨意，偷取了禁果，他们那一天失去了和神的亲密关系，让我们后人也永远失去了这种特权。父神不得不将他们赶出了伊甸园。From
that point on in the scripture, we find that when God talks to different ones, He uses this phrase, I am the God of your father. As in Genesis 46:3 and Exodus 3:6, when he spoke to Jacob, he told him, I am the God. I am God, the God of your father. Do not fear to go down to Egypt, for I will make of you a great nation there.
所以我们从圣经中看到，从那一刻起，当神和不同人说话的时候，他使用的是 我是神，你父亲的神。比如在创世纪第46章3节和出埃及记第3章第6节，他对雅各说：“我是神，就是你父亲的神。你下埃及去，不要害怕，因为我必使你在那里成为大族。”He
declares himself to be the God, to be God, and he also gives the one he is speaking to that ability to believe that he is God by telling them that he is the God of their father. Generation after generation, he told different people this same thing. I am the God of your father.
他宣称自己是神，对他说话的对象，给他说话的对象能力，相信他就是神，并告诉他们。 他是他们父亲的神，一代又一代，他告诉不同的人，同一件事，就是我是你父亲的神。Until
in Isaiah 9:6, a prophetic word is then given to Isaiah. And now he is going to proclaim to all of us a list of credible titles as to who he is and who he is sending. A child, a son. And last week, as you recall, we discussed this important foundational stone that Jesus is the one and only Son of God.
那圣经中直到以赛亚第九章第六节，以赛亚又听到一个有寓意的词。那那个时候，神向所有的人宣称他是谁，他将派遣谁，一个婴孩，一子。你们可能可以回想到我，Jody牧师上周谈到的重要的房角石，耶稣就是那一位，唯一的那一位。
There is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. His name is Jesus, and we learned that there is only one begotten Son, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And yet in this prophecy that we just read, he is also to be called the Everlasting Father. And so we must ask Father and Son the same.
我们没有被赐予其他的名可以得救。我们知道只有唯一的独生子，耶稣基督是神的儿子。但在预言中，我们也读到，他也被称为永久的父。那父亲和儿子成为一体，这可能吗？
So how can this be? If we understand this based on our life here on this earth, we know that Father and Son are two separate beings. Yet the more we study the Word of God, the more we learn that the three in one are truly three in one. Everything that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit do here on earth and in our lives or in heaven is done together.
如果按照我们在地上的生活去理解，我们所知道的父亲和儿子应该是两个不同的个体。 但是我们阅读神的话语，就越会了解三位一体是真实的三位一体，圣父、圣子、圣灵，在地上我们的生活中，或者是在天国里所做的每一件事情，都是一起来做的。Jesus,
the Son of God, makes it clear that he can do nothing that the Father does not do.
耶稣，神子，明确地表明。
John 5:19 reads,
So 约翰福音第5章第16节这样说，我实实在在的告诉你，你们只凭自己都什么都不能做，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做。
In English, it says, Jesus answered and said to them, Most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. The other one is John 5:30.
那另外一节，约翰福音第5章30节。 我凭着自己不能做什么，我怎么听见，就怎么审判。我的审判是公平的，因为我不是求自己的意思，只求那差我来者的旨意行。I
can of myself do nothing, as I hear I judge, and my judgment is righteous. Because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. So here's a closeness that is heavenly, holy, and divine. Jesus wants us to know how close he is to his Father.
这是一种天国的圣洁的神圣的关系。耶稣是要我们知道他和天父的关系多么近。
He wants us to know this so that we will want that relationship for ourselves. He wants to restore this relationship that was taken from us back in that garden and make it whole again.
那他这样做是让我们也能有这种关系。他想恢复从前从伊甸园，在伊甸园从我们这儿拿走的这种关系，让他能够重新的完整。
This was done on the cross. Jesus Christ redeemed us by his blood on the cross, and he bought us back into that relationship. Our Savior Jesus has made it possible for us to be sons and daughters of God again.
那耶稣基督是用他在十字架上的宝血救赎我们，要带我们回到那种关系中。所以我们的救赎主耶稣基督，他使我们再次成为神的儿女。
Our relationship with the Father then is totally restored. We now belong to the heavenly, everlasting Father again when we receive that gift of redemption.
我们和天父的关系恢复了，当我们白白地接受了这个救赎的礼物以后，我们就属于天国永久的父。
Now, our earthly fathers play a very important role in our lives. They have the ability to point us towards God or point us away from Him. It's a very serious assignment to be a father.
我们在地上的父亲在我们的生命中也起很重要的作用。他们有能力将我们带到神的面前，或者让我们远远地离开神。 所以父亲担当一个非常重要的责任。No
matter if you have one child or many children, the job of the father is unique and comes with great responsibility.
不管你是有一个孩子或者是多个孩子，父亲的工作是独特的，他们需要担当很重大的责任。
In the New Testament, in Ephesians chapter 5:23, we are told of the importance of the family structure. Christ is to be the head of the home, then the husband, and then the wife. But then we might ask, what about the children? Who's going to be accountable for them?
在新约以弗所书5章第23节，神告知我们家庭结构的重要性。 基督、丈夫、妻子，那么孩子呢？
We have to look a little bit further to Ephesians 6:4, and we find what the word tells us here.
那谁对孩子负责呢？我们再进一步来看以弗所书第6章第4节，圣经告诉我们：你们为人父母的，不要激怒儿女。
The word tells us that you fathers do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Abraham, who is known to us in scriptures as the father of our faith, with Romans 4:16 declaring that all those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all.
我们知道亚伯拉罕在圣经中被称为信心之父，在罗马书6章16节是这样宣称：应许归给效法亚伯拉罕之信的人，他是我们所有人之父亲。
Abraham, being the one who listened to God, had a walking, talking relationship with the Father. He was able to go out not knowing where he was going because he was willing to keep listening to the Father all along the way.
亚伯拉罕与天父的关系非常的近，他能够与神同行，而且和神直接的交谈。他也是非常听神的话的人，听吩咐要去。
He was willing to submit and willing to obey the Father who spoke to him. He was willing to teach his son Isaac the everlasting Father's ways.
他愿意顺服, 听从和他说话的天父，他愿意教导他的儿子以撒遵行永久天父之道。
Because of this, Abraham was given a great compliment by God, the everlasting Father, in Genesis 18:19. In this account, God is talking to Abraham and telling him that surely he will become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. And so we say, why? We ask.
在创世纪第十八章第十九节，神永久之父给了亚伯拉罕很大的称赞。那个时候，神对亚伯拉罕说，告诉他，他必成为大国，地上的多国要因他受到祝福。那我们会问，为什么呢？
Well, the answer is, for I have known him, in order that he may command his children and his household after him, that they keep the way of the Lord.To do righteousness and justice, and that the Lord may bring Abraham what he has spoken to him.
那回答是这样的，因为我了解他，为了是让他吩咐他的后裔和眷属，他们能遵行神的道，秉公行义，耶和华必定赐给亚伯拉罕他所应许的。
This amazing interaction, we end up getting a glimpse then, today, that tells us a lot about the father of our faith. Abraham, first of all, was known by God. God knew he could trust him, number two, to command his children and household, which meant that he would bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord.
那在这个奇妙的互动中，让我们更多的了解信心之父亚伯拉罕。首先，第一点，亚伯拉罕为神所熟知；第二点，神清楚他可以信任亚伯拉罕，吩咐他的众子和眷属按照神的教训和警告来养育他们，遵行他的道。
And he knew that Abraham would do righteousness and justice.
那第三点，他知道亚伯拉罕会秉公行义。
Pretty amazing that God would say this about this man.
所以非常的奇妙，神是这样来描述亚伯拉罕的。
So we get back to that same thing that was supposed to have happened in the garden. This man became the father of our faith because knowing God and being known by him were interwoven into this thing called relationship.
所以我们现在再回到伊甸园，那个最基本的东西就是关系。亚伯拉罕，他认识神，或者和被神所认识，这两者交织在一起，这就叫关系。
Meaning part of the family, being able to know what our Heavenly Father is about and be able to go to Him. To walk and talk with the Father is the truest.Definition of what a believer in Jesus Christ should be able to do. Walking and talking with the Father is what Christ restored for all of us.
那这个是最初家庭中的非常重要的一部分关系，所以人能够认识到天父是谁，并且接近他，与神同行交谈。这个是基督徒最真实的定义，是必须要做的事情。
So Abraham examples that believing faith. He examples the father-to-father relationship, big father, F, big F, little father, himself. Okay, that relationship. And then he examples to all of us, the father-to-son relationship.Teaching his own son what he was learning from the father because he had relationship with the father.
所以亚伯拉罕为我们树立了相信神的这种信心的榜样，他展示了天父和地上的父亲的关系，那么父亲和儿子的关系， 所以他把他从天父得到的教训来教导他的孩子，那原因就是他自己和天父有这样亲密的关系。
So the father is pleased when Abraham comes to him with any of his earthly problems. So, go ahead.
所以天父呢，他非常高兴，当亚伯拉罕来求他帮助他在地上所遇到的困难。
So the questions to ask yourself today are, who do you go to with your earthly problems?
所以今天我们要问自己的问题就是：当我们在生活中遇到问题的时候，遇到困难、麻烦的时候，那我们去找谁来解决呢？
Who do you go walking and talking with?
你和谁同行、交谈呢？
Fathers like Abraham are in direct line to answer to the Lord Jesus Christ for how they have raised and taught and commanded their children. Every father is responsible to Christ. As believers, they are responsible for how their children are being raised.
所以，就像亚伯拉罕一样，地上的父亲们需要直接面对主耶稣基督交账，他们如何教养孩童？
Loving their wives and laying their lives down for them as Christ did for the church. Is one of the greatest examples a father can give to his children. You see, love flows down through the family home. It starts with Christ loving the father, being available to him for that relationship, and then the father taking that love and loving, being a loving father and husband, but first the husband. He must love his wife and be willing to lay his life down. For her, and then teach the children to obey both of them as parents.
地上的父亲要爱妻子，为他们舍命，就像基督为教会所做的，这是父亲为孩子们做出的最好的榜样。从主来的爱在家庭中永流直下。耶稣是头，他爱地上的父亲、丈夫，那丈夫爱妻子，并且教导孩子遵循父母的教导。
The father is to raise them in the teachings and love of the truest father of all. But as an aside today, I want to take a moment to address an issue that is very important to our world today, and that is that we are in the last days. And as in the last days, many children from churches have left and gone astray.
那父亲要按照天父的教导和爱来养育孩子，但是这里我要另外提到，我们现在所处的时代是最后的时代，那么今天呢，有很多的父亲为他们的浪子而悲哀。
So, I do want to address to many fathers today that might be here grieving over prodigal children. Children whom you have taught to be righteous, and yet these children have gone to play the prodigal in this world.
那么今天的父亲呢？可能你教导你的孩子，要行公义，但是呢，他们却被商时放荡了。
Did you fail? Or did those fathers fail? No, because here is what God says about this situation.
那作为父亲，你失败了吗？没有，神是这样说的。
Ezekiel 18:20 says,
以西结书18章20节这样说道：“唯有犯罪的，他必死亡；儿子必不担当父亲的罪孽，父亲也不担当儿子的罪孽。一人的善果必归自己， 恶人的恶报也必归自己。
In English, it says, "The soul who sins shall die. The son shall not bear the guilt of the father, nor the father bear the guilt of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon himself, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon himself." So lest we forget, even the best father, our everlasting father, God had to discipline his own children and put them out of a beautiful garden that he had created to give them the best, to allow them to go and have what they wanted.
所以免得我们忘记，即使是最完美的天父， 我们永久的父神不得不管教他的孩子，让他们离开美丽的伊甸园，过他们自己要的生活。
The free will to choose for themselves is what a prodigal wants. They want to live that prodigal life. Our everlasting Father, though, does not want robots or clones. He desires children that want to be with him, and so that free will is given to every person. He wants them to want him to be their father.
神给了人自由的意志，选择自己的生活方式。我们永久的天父，他不需要机器人或者是克隆人，他渴望我们自觉自愿地跟随他。
So, even if you could spend your time reading the Bible to your child constantly, trying to be a better father than even God himself, teaching your children all that you could, pouring into them all of your love, would that mean that God had given you the right to be the savior of their world?
所以即使你天天跟孩子读经祷告，甚至想成为比神更好的父亲，尽管你能够尽自己所能来教养孩子，对他们倾注了所有的爱，但是那是不是意味着，神让你成为这个孩子的救主呢？
This does not, however, give any father the excuse to not teach them. Just remember and know this, as we learned last week, that there is only one Savior, and you and I are not him.
所以不会。但是呢，这也不能成为你不教养孩子的理由。那请记住，就像我们上周所学的，只有一个救主，你和我。
The important thing is to keep praying for those wandering sheep and to trust the Good Shepherd to be the one to go after your lost sheep, who he will do this at the right time and in his own special way, because he's only the only one Savior and the only one who is the Good Shepherd.
所以我们还要继续为那流浪的羊祷告，但是同时呢，相信好牧人，也就是耶稣基督，才是救主，他会在正确的时间，以他特殊的方式找回失去的羊。So
fathers and mothers and children, youth, how do you know him? How do you know the everlasting Father?
所以父亲，母亲。 或者孩子们现在要问你们的是，那你怎么能够认识他呢？
I want to share with you how I came to know him. This portion of scripture brought life to me, and I hope that it will bring life to you this day. Matthew 7:7-11.
那我想和你分享我怎么认识他的。那圣经中这段经文让我重生。 我也希望他今天能够给你带来新生，那就是马太福音第七章 7到11节。
So, it goes back to, he just put up 11. Huh? I will read it. Did you read all of it?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you did. Okay, go ahead.
I just read my. 你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。你们中间谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？ 求鱼反给他蛇呢？你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗？Which
says, "Ask and it will be given to you; seek and you will find; knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened." What man is there among you, if his son or daughter asks for bread, would he give him a stone? And if he asks for a fish, would he give him a serpent or a snake? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask of him? So when I first read these words of the Heavenly Father, as a young teen, these words came alive to me. Because why? I knew my earthly father, that he loved me so much. Sorry. God help me. He just passed this week, so sorry. Be patient.
Sorry to hear that.
I knew that I could trust him. I knew I could go to him at any time. And whatever I asked for, he would do whatever he could in his power to get it for me. Why? Because he loved me.
所以在我十几岁的时候，第一次读到这些关于天父的话语时，他们变得有生命，活了。我能完全明白。 因为我很了解自己地上的父亲，非常爱他。我知道我能在任何时间都可以找他，不管我要什么，他都尽他所能帮我找到。为什么？因为他爱我。那Jody牧师刚才说，他的父亲这个上个星期刚刚去世。
Over and over again, I would be able to ask, and he would make sure that I had what I needed. I knew that he was my source. My father was my source, the one that I could count on. And my earthly father made it possible to know what my God was saying in this word was true.
所以一次又一次的。 我去找我的父亲，因为他都能尽量满足我的需要。我知道我的资源的出处，他那就是我的父亲。我可以完全的信靠他。所以我的亲生父亲帮助我明白，神的应许是真实的。And
so it was very easy then to put my hand into the Heavenly Father's hand and then enter by that narrow gate. And learn to go to him and receive his grace and forgiveness and love.
所以我就很容易的能够把我的手放到天父的手上，进入那个窄门，去寻求他，接受他的恩典、赦免和爱。Even
as my father was dying, he would say to me on the phone, "Always remember, I love you forever and ever." But you have a father who loves you more than I do.
所以就在我父亲，Jody牧师的父亲在去世的最后的时刻，在电话中，他对Jody说：“我非常非常爱你，但是在天上有一个更爱你的天父。”
So this is the important part that I want you to get. I want you to know that when you have a need or a desire, I want you to know that you have a heavenly, everlasting Father who will not leave you nor forsake you, stop loving you, not be merciful to you, not care about what you're going through. He already knows what it is, and he's got a plan. Instead of when you have a problem, do not ask yourself, what am I going to do about this? But go to your Father and say, what will you do about this? Trust him.
所以不管我们遇到什么样的困难，我们都来到父神面前求他，来相信他，他会帮助我们解决任何的困难。So
I want you to know that he is exactly that, the how much more Father. Always loving, always there, always forgiving, always caring about you. I have found this to be true. I know him to be that much more than Father. So as I close today, I want to encourage you to trust our everlasting Father in heaven, receive his Son, Jesus Christ, the one who is meant to bring us back into that walking, talking with the Father, and to know him and truly know him.
所以我知道这是真实的，我所认识的神岂不是更好的神？他更会，他更要赐好东西给我们的神。所以今天正道接触前，我想鼓励你们，信任我们在天上永久的父，接受圣子耶稣，也就是要我们能重新与天父同行交谈。So
be sure to trust him, listen to what he teaches you along the way, and walk in his way through that narrow gate because he loves you.
所以真正的来认识他，相信他，听他的教导，行他的道，穿过窄门，因为他爱你。
Thank you.